Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hungry? Stop into KFC today for extra crispy tenders, $5 fill-up. It's finger-licking good at participating KFCs. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Thank you, Mike. That was Mike Thompson on the KFC thing. One of those guys born with a voice that we should have been born with but weren't. You know what that music means? It means that we're so old and behind the times that we still like the Mario Brothers theme. That's not really the same music that was in the game. This is worse. That music's better. But it means it's time for Jose Hernandez, which means you can... Look at that. These people know how this works. Phone's already ringing. You have a tech question. Phone, tablet, computer, TV. You get the idea. He can probably help you out here. He's brought to you... by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window, and here are the numbers you need to call. Let's start with the easy one. From most cell phones, star KTRS. That way you can jump right in because there's only about, everything's blinking but about one. Or 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Would you please welcome Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
I have a contribution.
Please.
Over the weekend, I'm listening to a syndicated tech show.
Mm-hmm.
And the host is talking about the dark web. Mm. You were the first to mention the dark web. I had never heard of the dark web. And I think the more people hear about it, the more people are going to be curious about it. And this person's basic warning was, don't go to the dark web.
Correct. We've been saying that here for about 2 years.
Now, there'll be people listening who go, what is the dark web? Here to explain it is Jose Hernandez. And by the way, after he explains it, don't go there because what I understand is the government can come knocking on your door and seize your computer and they don't need a warrant.
The government is couching it as going there is probable cause for them to come by and visit.
Yes. The fact that you went there means you might not be somebody we want hanging around. So tell them what the dark web is.
The dark web is everything that you can't Google. So Google indexes about 10% of the total available web pages in the interweb. The other 90% are what's known as the dark web because they're not indexed. You have to know a little bit about where you're heading to go there. But you can. You remember last year there was an organization called Silk Road? Silk Road was a dark web website where you could purchase anything.
Well, from what I understand is you can get... drugs.
Yes.
And I mean bad drugs, heroin.
Pick a drug.
You can get anything. You can get illegal guns. You can see the most vile, horrible, disgusting stuff. You can learn terrorism tricks and tactics.
Yes. You can order an assassination.
That's right. You can hire somebody to murder somebody.
Correct.
I'm telling you, this is a place...
Don't want to go there.
You do not want to go. And I know that there'll be people go, I just want to check it out. No, that's not an excuse. You can't tell the feds, I just wanted to see what it was like. They're coming to your house. Don't do it. Just do it.
So if you went on and Googled something like that, it wouldn't show up. Is that what you're saying?
Google does not image. They don't index the dark web websites.
Oh, okay.
If you Googled how to go to the dark web,
I'm sure somebody has a website somewhere that will tell you how to get there.
Yes. Don't even do that. I wouldn't even do that. Don't even Google how do I get to the dark
web. I'm sure there's YouTube videos on how to do it. I'm sure there's Vimeo videos on how to do it. Just don't.
Certain things are just not a good idea. No. They're just not.
Now, we've talked about other websites that you shouldn't go to, like whitehouse.com or
lemonparty.org.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We try to tell people.
We've warned you, and yet you continue to go, and then you send me email and complain about the fact that we said that.
Now, lemonparty.org won't get the feds on you. It's not illegal. It's just something you don't want to see.
Yeah.
It's perfectly legal.
Or maybe you do want to see.
Again, it's lemonparty.org.
You'll never know until you go.
Peon?
No.
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 Stop it.
No.
We say no. Do
bad
not
peon.
Go there.
That's bad right. peon.
And now, here with other stuff before we take your calls, is Jose Hernandez.
Netflix is considering launching offline viewing as they continue to advance toward propagating into other countries. Not all of them have high-speed internet available, so it's going to be nice to be able to select a movie you want to watch later and have it downloaded so you can watch it locally. The problem is Netflix is having to deal with all of the digital rights owners so that certain movies can be downloaded and kept locally as opposed to streamed directly to your machine.
Can I just go back real quickly, and I hate to do this to you.
Dark web?
The dark web thing, here's what is sort of the equivalent to. If you Googled, how can I kill the president of the United States, I'm going to tell you something. You're probably going to get a visit from someone.
Oh,
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's sort of that's even worse than that. That's how bad it is. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you are an ebook lover, you might want to check your Amazon account. Seems our friends at Apple lost a $400 million lawsuit for conspiring with five other book manufacturers to set the price for ebooks. So they are handing out refunds. If you purchased an ebook between April 2010 and May 2012, you likely have a refund sitting in your account.
Like 80 cents, probably.
Actually, it's a little more than that. I know somebody that had
$46. Oh, okay.
Let's see. A young man drowns taking a selfie. Six others were killed trying to save him. This I got to take selfies in dangerous places just continues. This guy was taking a picture of himself in the Ganges River in India and fell in, and the current apparently is swifter than he expected, and so it was quicker than the other six people who jumped in to save him. All seven died. This also, you also hear about this with people, the wild animals. I'm going to take a selfie with the bear, with the puma, with the snake.
If I saw somebody fall into the Ganges River, after taking a selfie, I would just lean over and go, "You shouldn't have done that." I'm not going to jump in there.
I understand. And last but not least, Frank, would you consider a self-driving car sometime in the future?
I can't say that I wouldn't. Once I saw that it was sure.
I would. Yeah. I would definitely consider it.
They're having an ethical question with them currently. Would you get into a self-driving car knowing that if a situation arose and the autonomous car could save numerous lives by sacrificing the occupants, would you still get in the car?
It could save numerous lives by killing us?
Yes. Yeah. You're coming down a road, and it can't stop in time, and there is a herd of crippled nuns and children going through the crosswalk, and it steers into a brick wall, potentially killing you, but saving all those
people. The answer is no. No, I'd say kill the nuns and the crippled people and let me live.
I understand. It's one of the things that they're wrestling with currently.
Because I'm not sure. I wouldn't be quite convinced that's the only option.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But that's one of the things they're wrestling with self-driving cars is all those kinds of situations.
If it's self-driving, it should stop.
Well, what if it can't stop?
Well,
then I should have been on the brakes driving.
That's right. You should have had the wheel in your hands.
And now, off to the phones we go. We start with Rich. Rich, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Rich.
First off, hey, for the team.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago, there were several phone calls about the KTRS app. I'm going to throw mine in.
Okay.
It works great on my phone. It works great on my tablet. If I'm just listening to it through the speakers on the phone or the tablet, everything's fine. Or if I use my Bluetooth, everything is fine. My issue comes when I try to go from speakers to Bluetooth or Bluetooth back to speakers. I have to close the app and restart it because it will not allow my device, whichever one, phone or tablet, to make that transition.
Okay.
Is that something in my settings that I need to change, or is that something that's just something somehow in the app that is not functioning correctly?
I'm going to hang up and let you listen because this is a really bad connection somehow. We could barely hear him. You heard his question.
Yeah, Rich, what I suspect is it's something in the settings with your device because the The app is fairly non-complicated. We don't do a whole lot of special coding in the app. It basically just, when you download it, it has a list of things it needs access to. You check that list. It's a fairly short list. We're not looking for your location information or any of the things like some of the other ones are. So I would think it has to do with the devices. I don't know if they're iDevices or Android devices. I would probably go back and chat with the folks where you purchase that device and tell them what's going on, see what they can do for you.
All right. There you go. Here comes Mike. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Mike.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Mike.
Hallelujah. Well, going back to ancient history, I finally decided to give up my Palm Trio and bought a new LG G4. And I'm trying to transfer the data from the Palm to the G4. Well, the technician at the Verizon store was able to get the contacts moved over, thank goodness, but I'm having a devil of a time getting the calendar and the notes. Do you have any recommendations or any idea what I could try, Jose?
I've used an application called Evernote. And that seems to work well for broad spectrum transfers like that, where you're going from ancient technology to more modern technology. It should be in the App Store, or you can, if you're on the interweb, you can search it.
Okay.
And they have a paid for and a free version.
Okay. Does it make any difference which one I use?
There's probably more features and actual online support for the paid version. The free one should do what you need to do.
Okay. All I need to do is get those two things moved over.
Right.
Then I'm good to go. Thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
And Mike, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. And here comes Steve. Steve, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Steve.
And I'm AM in the PM.
Good way to be.
Every week, it seems, you give out an address for cleaning up the viruses on your computer. And every week, it's all like, I can't hear things around here. So now I've got you on the phone.
Yes.
And I can write this down.
AVAST, Avast.
Okay.
Is the antivirus, and Malwarebytes is the malware. Yep, malwarebytes.org.
And it's bytes, B-Y-T-E-S?
Yes.
And it's mal 1L, M-A-L, right?
One L and mal.
Malwarebytes.
Bytes. And there a .com on the end of that, something like that?
.org on malwarebytes, and Avast is a .com, but I would search it first.
Okay. And then as far as that Lemon Party thing goes, that we don't want to go there.
Right.
Now, a friend of mine says he saw that, and it looks like an NFL owners meeting.
So, nobody is going to get it unless they go to lemonparty.org.
Don't go. Just settle
for not getting what Steve just said.
Allegedly, it's Enos Dan Kroenke without his toupee, but that's a legend. Nobody's been able to prove it yet.
No.
Okay, I got to go, guys. See
you. Yes, you do. Thank you. And now here's Enos. Randy, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. And
hi, Randy.
I am MNPM.
All the good people are.
They always say, don't ask a question that you don't already know the answer to.
Yes. Okay.
But I've got an Asus computer. It's about 5 years old. It's been bulletproof. It's an i5, 8 meg of RAM. It's a desktop. And lately, through the night, It was quitting about 6 months ago. It quit for no reason, that sort of thing. So I figured the hard drive was failing.
Okay.
I bought a new hard drive, put it in. It worked great. And I took the bullet and transferred it to Windows 10.
Yes.
And it went good for a while, and now it's doing the same thing. And it comes back with non-scripted whatever Windows. It doesn't record whatever's happening.
Right.
So I'm thinking I have a hardware problem that's going... before I keep throwing money at this thing, is there anything that you would? Is it the motherboard? This is like a loaded question. Is it the motherboard? Is it the power supply? What would you throw $50 to $100 at first, and then call it good and buy a new computer?
Usually power supplies are like light switches. They fail. They're not intermittent like that.
Okay.
Is the video card built into the motherboard, or is it a separate card that inserts into the motherboard?
It's built in.
Okay, so probably not the mother card. The first thing I'd look at would be the RAM.
Okay.
And I would just take what's in there and drop it down to, say, 4 gig or 2 gig.
Okay.
And test and see if that continues to run. You can also find programs that'll do RAM tests for a couple hours. It'll basically... run all the calculations against them to see which ones may fail or may be not working properly?
No, actually, today, I leave my computer on all day, and I stream KTRS on it while I'm working on my other computer. And it'll all, you know, one day it'll run all day, and the next day it'll quit every 20 minutes.
Right.
And today I did get a blue screen with a memory error.
Aha. So that would lead me to believe it's one of the sticks of RAM.
Pull the RAM out.
Try that first.
All right, and start and open it up and start taking a pencil and pushing on the motherboard and see what happens.
No, I wouldn't push on the motherboard. Like I said, if you got a memory area, likely it is the RAM over 5 years.
Okay, but it's been a fantastic computer, and I'm looking at new ones to replace it with, and I want to bump up to an i7, and they're talking $800.
Absolutely.
That's an expensive pill to swallow.
They're very proud of them.
Yep.
But they work well.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And by the way, the term RAM out is a lot more acceptable than RAM in. RAM in just doesn't, you know, has another connotation.
Versus a hardware or a software installation?
No, I wasn't even talking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This guy's name is Norman. He claims he's not our Norman. Norman, is that true? You're not the kazoo player?
I am not the kazoo player, but I am AM in the PM.
That's all we need. That's good enough for us. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Norman.
About 2 weeks ago, we started getting all of these list emails that we had not requested. They're like from the government, Center for Medicare, Medicaid Services, USDA Food. And so what we started doing was... If we tried to unsubscribe with no success, we've got the antivirus software going, so now we block them, and we hit block, but then when you look in the spam and deleted, I mean, there must be 200 of them in there, and we can't stop it. They just keep coming and coming, and maybe you might have a thought on how we can stop it. I mean, it's stuff, you know, nothing that we've asked for or requested, Center for Medicare, Medicaid, USDA, it's a lot of government stuff, and like I said, we've tried to unsubscribe, but to no avail.
What has happened is, likely, someone that you email with has a virus on their machine, and that has gone through and looked at their contact list and started sending emails out to that contact list.
Wow.
The second thing is when you try to unsubscribe from those, what you're actually doing is telling the people who send spam that truly is an active account. So you're actually setting yourself up for more spam.
Oh, that's what we did. So now what do you do?
There's a couple of things you can do. You can change your email address.
Can't do that.
Okay. Don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah. The other one is you can go out and search the internet for some spam blockers, some software that have active databases that look at those kind of things and will block them for you.
Okay.
And then continue just marking them as spam and junk mail and emptying your junk mail folder for a while.
And that's what we've been doing. But like, you open it up, and there could be like 100 of them in there. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. And a lot of them, they're just replicated. They're just the same. You know, like, here's one, deployment progressing. I have no idea what that even means. It says outage will start at 12 a.m., and then you look, and that thing is there like 10 different times, and it's the same identical email.
It's the same email, but if you look at the actual who it's from, those will be different people.
No, it's the same.
So they spoof the actual address. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, or just run antivirus on all of your friends' PCs that you email with.
Okay.
Sorry, Norman.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Norman.
Okay, bye-bye.
One more. Let's do one more. What do you say? That'll be Bill. Bill, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Bill.
And I'm AM in the PM forever.
Oh, my goodness. We appreciate it. Ever.
My wife has a Kindle reader.
Yes.
And it's quit downloading books, like from the library when she would want to download a book and everything. And she's tried to update it, and it's just not doing it. Can those things become outdated to where you just have to buy a newer version?
It's possible that there may be an update pending to it that she hasn't installed.
I mean, it's not possible she's full, like it's filled with books. How many books do you think she has? I mean, that's not a possibility, is it?
No, she says it's usually you can only, I guess, download one or two books from the library anyway. So once she gets done, she just gets rid of it and then, you know, gets another one or two.
Have you ever looked at the books she reads? Just curious.
Well, I did find out there are some pornography.
Oh, boy.
Oh, lucky you, Bill. And, women, you know, that gets women going. It does. It fires them up. They love reading that steamy stuff.
Then when they hit the bed, they're...
Yeah.
Is her library card up to date? I mean, could that be?
Well, I mean...
Library card.
Well,
that's supposed to be a joke.
No, I'm serious.
Well, I don't think a library card become outdated.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they expire.
Oh,
right.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, once you got one, unless you know you're delinquent or whatever.
Bill, even if you have to buy a new Kindle, get it, man. If she's reading that steamy stuff, at some point you're going to be the beneficiary of that. I mean, she can't be tired every night.
Yeah.
Really, Frank?
Well, I take that back. I take that back. Yes, yes,
okay. Also, one last thing. Frank, I heard you say earlier that you could text from your iPad.
Yes.
I have a LG tablet. Is it possible to text from there?
If you have a cell signal, will it work on a cell signal?
Well, it has a telephone number. I'm paying data on it.
Absolutely. Every text I get on my phone shows up on my iPad, and I can text and send pictures, movies, whatever, as text from my... I just can't make a call unless it's FaceTime or Skype or something.
But, well, right.
But no, I can text.
Is that something that you set up through your phone to show up on your iPad?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Jose, in settings, there's probably a simple... on or off texting messages.
You're
SMS.
Using your iCloud, and it's synchronizing the devices.
Yeah, there's probably something in settings that'll allow you to do that.
But, I mean, is it through the phone or through the iPad?
Yeah, through the iPad.
Bill, you would probably have to download a third-party app.
For an Android device, you'd have to go to the Play Store.
Yeah, that's an Apple device, so I can't speak for the Android.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so I should look for something...
An app. Just type in Google, app for Android that allows me to text from my iPad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right.
I would call and chat with the Amazon folks about the Kindle.
Well, you know, she's been trying to find a phone number for them.
You're probably going to have to email them.
Okay. All right.
And Colin in the newsroom just told me a Mighty Text is an app that you can use.
There you go.
Oh, Mighty Text. Okay.
You got it.
Thank you to Colin.
All right, Bill. Thank you. And there we go. And we're out of here. You know what? I can't stand that when a company won't let you call them. That is the most frustrating thing to me. Everybody should have somebody you can call. Even if they're in the Philippines.
Well, but you usually end up speaking to...
I know.
Thank you for calling technical support.
Oh, that's very good.
Whoa.
I recognize that French accent. That was Jose Hernandez. Give him a round of applause because he'll be back next week.
Have a good day, everybody.
And here he is to tell you his email address if you didn't get through.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
There you go. Please don't forget he's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window company, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Somebody is back from vacation. His name is Tim Weiland. Tim, welcome back, and how's the traffic?
Thanks a lot, Frank. Well, we've got a few accidents out there. They're still working with the one on southbound Telegraph at Hines Road that's causing a big backup there. We've got another one northbound 270 north of Dorset. The right lane is blocked. We've got a stalled vehicle on eastbound 70 between Bermuda and Lucas and Hunt blocking the right lane. That has you backed up to Florissant. And then you have eastbound 40 downtown is now slowing from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, plus special deals for additional savings on ink and toner. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. Somebody forgot to turn my mic on. I was saying thank you, but who was that didn't turn my mic on? Raise your hand.
It was probably...
Oh, it's Peon's hands up.
I thought it was Josh.
No, I think it was Peon. John Londoff's on the phone. John, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Frank?
I've had better days. That's an honest answer.
No, but man, I tell you what, if I had you on video phone, I know you would look good.
Unless something's happened good. Since I was in the front of a mirror this morning.
Wow.
Come on. I know when you look in that mirror in the morning, you probably want to blow a kiss at yourself.
No, I want to blow myself up, maybe. But
maybe pinch your cheek.
This is really getting creepy.
This is weird.
Well, I'm telling you what. We had a great weekend here at Johnny Law Dodge. It's a great weekend all the time. But this weekend was just Friday and Saturday were unbelievable. Thank you to the AM and the PM crowd.
I saw a text where there were at least three people whose names, they came in, they all bought new Chevys, but they didn't want their last names mentioned on the air. So when you can't mention last names, it's sort of like saying, thanks, Bob, thanks, Jim, thanks, Sheila, and it doesn't really, I don't know. But if that's their wish, then we'll honor it. But right, thank so you for your business. Thank you.
There are a few people that, you know, say, don't mention my name.
I understand it, and I'll tell you why. Sometimes people don't want everybody in the world to know their business that they got a new vehicle because there's that, you know, that jealous relative. Well, look who can afford a new Silverado. And I get it. Yeah. You don't want them to know.
I don't think you have that with the majority of the AM and the PM.
No, I think they
love and support each other, and they keep coming in big numbers. I love it. It's really exciting, really, really exciting, and it's hard to believe. Friday is July the 1st. So all these great deals that we've had in the entire month of June, they continue all night tonight and through to Thursday night. We'll probably have to stay here late Thursday night, which is okay with me. But Friday is July the 1st.
I know you said that.
I said Friday's July the 1st.
Yeah, you did. I just checked, and you're right. It is.
That means Monday's the 4th.
That means Monday's the 4th, and you did that without a calendar.
No.
You know? And then even look at the calendar.
No, you can't write your head. So we were halfway through the year come, Thursday night.
Well, if you had a good weekend this past weekend, as hot as it was, think what a good week you're going to have this week, because starting tomorrow, it's pretty nice.
I mean, it was hot. Shout out to the assistant fire chief of the Ferguson Fire Department, Steve Fair. 40 years of service protecting so many others, not only just in Ferguson and North County, but all over. He also is a fireman for Lincoln County, for Troy, volunteer fireman. And he also, one of his biggest claims of fame is he helps take care of the farm up at Wingshoot Farm, the duck hunting farm. And I've known Steve for well over 30 years. And just one of the nicest guys. So Assistant Chief Steve Fair, the Fire Department of Ferguson, retiring after 40 years of service. So we had a little surprise party for him out in a beautiful park in Wentzville. And, it was hot. It was really hot.
How hot was it?
Well, after about 2 hours there, a buddy of mine said, hey, you might want to stand over there by that fan. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, you can't see, but the...
So one of our listeners was there? One of our fans was there?
Your tan shorts are not looking proper attire.
Have we ever seen John in shorts?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't believe we have.
No.
You hunt in shorts?
No,
that no, was at a party.
It's a surprise
retirement party.
Okay, retirement party. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. He said,
that's okay, buddy.
Wingshoot Farms, I think.
Yeah.
Like some
Wingshoot Farms. I'd love to get you out duck hunting, Frank.
I know you would.
Yeah, I would love to get you out there. You know, you just got to blow these duck calls year round, even though it's a long way off.
What you just did there in duck talk, what did you just say to other ducks?
I'm just chattering.
Okay, just sort of like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Yeah, what's up?
Hey, come on down here.
I know that's a duck laughing.
Yeah.
A duck told another duck a joke. That's a duck. Yeah, that's a duck laugh. I recognize that.
How did the farmer find his wife?
I don't know, Dan.
He tracked her down.
That's not even funny. That's not even funny.
Yeah, but most of the time, Danny's really funny.
No.
What?
No.
Most of the time.
Thanks, John. He tracked her down. That's a Halloween joke for a 7-year-old.
I know.
Save that for Halloween.
I find you very funny, Dan.
You're
thanks,
the one.
John.
Frank, I find you.
We found him. Yeah, Dan said one time, somebody thinks I'm funny. Yeah. Well, we know. Now we
know. And I think you're very funny. You're hilarious.
Not today. Not today. I'm not
there.
Yeah,
you are.
I'm in a laughing mood today.
I want you to be in a laughing mood.
Well, I will.
Well, I can tell you this much. You make me laugh. And Ian, you too, man. You're quick.
What's more important is when AM and the PM people come in and they like what they find at your place. Not just vehicles, they like the way they're treated. Even if they come back later, that's what's important. And we can't control that, only you can control that.
I had a letter from David and Jerry McAllister from St. Charles, and they basically said the survey that GM sends out, so we get, you know, General Motors sends out surveys to customers after they buy a vehicle. It's not 100%. I really don't know how it happens, but it's still the majority of the new car and new truck buyers. And then also when there's a service warranty work, I appreciate all the AM and the PM listeners that take their time, because it is time consuming. It takes a few minutes to fill out that General Motors survey. But the customers, David and Jerry McAllister, AM and the PM, just wanted to say, I want to send a letter, because the survey doesn't express the great help of Mike Rakowski and his assistant in our purchasing a Chevy Equinox. And so just, you know, how he went out of the way. And I mean, this is super, super nice. So they already sent in a great survey, but they wanted to send a letter thanking Jenny Long Chevrolet and Mike Rakowski, and again their AM and the PM, David and Jerry McAllister. And I'm sorry there were so many AM and the PM customers this weekend. I haven't had time to put them all together.
Well, you will eventually. We like it when there are that many. And to the McAllisters, I say this. Your last name is the last name I use when I use a fake name. My fake name is Bob McAllister. Sometimes, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes if somebody's intruding and asking, or a phone solicitation, I just make Bob McAllister. Or dinner reservations, yeah. I go, 44, what's the name? I go, McAllister, Bob McAllister. Now I've given it away, I have to change.
I have to
get another fake name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go with another name.
Yeah, I'll think of another one.
So when somebody screens my phone call, and it can be anyone, and I'm like, yeah, I'm calling for, Joe Jackson. Yeah, who might I say is calling? I'll go, Dr. Londoff. And I have his test results back, and I need to talk to him right away.
Most people would know there. That's a joke, because Londoff mm-hmm. is not a real common name. They go, oh, it's John Londoff, acting like he's a doctor. You need to get a different last name.
Yeah.
Dr. Londoff, that gives you the way that it's not real.
I've been using it for so long, I actually have several customers that call me Dr. Londoff. As a matter of fact, my buddy Paul Pizzetta, that owns Sapori Cafe in Kirkwood, great food, he calls me Dr. Londoff, because I used to always, when they screen my phone calls,
You should be Dr. Fudnall. Fudnall is Londoff backwards. Dr. Fudnall. And I have his test results. He does have STDs. Would you give him that message?
Not say that.
He does have
STDs. Because then that person comes on the phone, like, hello? I'm like, hey, it's me.
Hey, it's me.
Because they don't catch the last name when they hear doctor, But can I start calling you Bob?
Not anymore. I got to get a new name. I'll give you my new name in private.
Okay. All right. That's what I love. I'm like on a private list with you. I know a lot of your listeners wish they were.
Well, they are. It's called email. I read them every day. Welcome to email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. In fact, I got one that just came in. I asked John what his phone number.
314-837-1800. I knew you were going to say that. 314-837-1800. That is the phone call to Dr. Londoff. We are the doctors of transportation.
Oh, see, I like that.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We make your transportation
dreams come true.
Okay. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. That's LONDOFF.com. And thanks again, Frank and Danny and Ian, for all you do for not only for me, the Londoff family, but the 125-plus employees of Londoff Chevrolet. Really appreciate the other relationship.
All righty. Sidebar, personal note. I sent you a text. I need some information. I really need that. I'll be looking for it, and thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was like kind of behind
personal
the scenes.
Inside information.
Oh, behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's just to establish with the audience that we actually have a personal connection. That was John Londoff. Could I do some business and then we don't get behind? I'm having dinner tonight with Thompson Price and his wife, Candy, mainly to be around Candy. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. I like her. She's nice. She's easy to be around. Not that he's not, but I just like listening to her. So he gets to come along. That's just kind of the way it is. So we will do that. And I guess the reason I mention that is sometimes I hear people do commercials, and they go, stop in and see my friends. And they're not their friends. They don't even really know the people. They've been on the air for a week. It's a brand new advertising. Go see my good friends, Jim and Tom, down at the... It's just BS. They don't really know the people at all. I do. I do know the people. A lot of these people... Well, for example, Tom Price has been on this show for 20 years. It's either 19 or 20 years as an advertiser. So, yeah, you do get to know somebody in that kind of time. And here's what I know. As far as I know, unless there's something I don't know, he's a really decent person. He's a good guy. And he runs a really good business, family business. Sons are working there with him now, too. And they remodel kitchens and bathrooms, and they do it right. It's not going to be maybe your least expensive or lowest bid. It probably won't be the highest. It'll be the one where you'll get every dollar's worth, because he is never happy unless you're thrilled to death with what is the perfect kitchen or bathroom of your dreams. The one you could never find in any home that you bought, because that bathroom in that home that was built not for you is not the bathroom built for you, or kitchen. This will be. And it's a thorough process, but it's necessary. Every question they ask you, every detail, every step along the way, it's necessary or they wouldn't do it. Some companies don't put you through all that, and some companies don't end up with the product, the results that Thompson Price does. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Please make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with. And if you'd like to see their showroom, they'd love to have you come by. It's in De Pere, about a quarter mile, not even a half mile, east of 270 on Manchester, on the north side, which means if you're going east, it's on the left, next to McAllister's Deli. Take a look at their site, and then get together with them and let them take a look at your kitchen or bathroom. You're going to be very, very glad you discovered these people. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home.
All right, let's check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared the stall that was on eastbound 70 near Bermuda, but boy, traffic is still backed up on the Highway 170. If you are traveling on westbound 70, things are slow now from the Earth City Expressway out through 5th Street. On eastbound Highway 270, a little slow pocket right at Lindbergh, again at New Florissant, and then you're slow approaching 367. On the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 40, drivers slowing from Grand to the Poplar. Northbound 55, you're backed up to Highway 44 and the ramp in that right lane. And then on westbound 44, it looks like we're running just a little bit slow as you approach Hampton. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Football season is coming.
Who cares? The Rams are gone. I can't believe they left us. Who are we going to root for?
Who are we going to root for?
We don't have a team.
Oh, yes, we do.
We do?
Mizzou SEC action is still here as the Tigers take on Georgia, LSU, the Florida Gators, Tennessee, Arkansas, and other SEC powerhouse teams this fall.
Who needs the Rams anyway?
That's right. We got Mizzou and the SEC.
Think football has left town? Think again. Mizzou football is here. Exclusively on KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
So I just called our homeowners insurance company.
Will they cover our busted air conditioner?
No, they said air conditioner breakdowns aren't covered by homeowners insurance.
So what do they cover?
Well, they said they cover home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, even dinosaurs.
But dinosaurs are extinct.
Exactly, but they're still covered.
But not our air conditioner.
No,
but their air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like their electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-5114. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
What was that?
Yeah.
dinosaur? But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-5114. 1-800-500-5114.
If you're running a business without being incorporated, I've got a question for you. Would you rather lose your home, your car, or your family's life savings? Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues, you could lose all three. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. Fortunately, if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect yourself. And right now, all it takes is 10 minutes. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-400-7386. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. This one phone call could save you from losing your home, your car, and your life savings. But hurry and call now while they're still giving these 10-minute incorporation guides away for free. Call 1-800-400-7386. That's 1-800-400-7386. 1-800-400-7386.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
My name is Malena. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I love Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It cleans really well. It doesn't irritate my skin, and it smells wonderful.
Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent has a skin-friendly scent people love, so it's preferred 2-to-1 over the leading free and clear detergent, and it costs up to 30% less.
We've been on a very tight budget lately, so it's a no-brainer.
The clean you need at a fraction of the cost.
With the start of the school year just a few weeks away, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is reminding parents to make sure their child's immunizations are up to date. Missouri law requires that children kindergarten through 12th grade receive immunizations to protect against vaccine-preventable diseases. This helps protect everyone, children, teachers, staff, and the community as a whole.
Talk to your health care provider to ensure your child is immunized before school starts. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by LaClean Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. They have a great app. It's easy to use and it's free. STL Taxi. Now, let's face it, Laclede is the only cab you should ever want to be seen in if you're AM and the PM. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm actually doing fantastic. Thank you very
much
for asking.
That's good.
Well, President Obama said he wants to own an NBA team after he leaves office.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, but if it happens, it'll be the first team in history whose mascot is a teleprompter. So
for that.
And can you believe it's been 3 years already? 3 years ago today, the Supreme Court ruled gay couples can marry. Can you believe that?
Why?
Yeah. And, I just think it's great. Dan and Peon, look at them. They've been happy together ever since. I don't know.
What happened?
Dan, Peon's married to a woman.
What? I got some bad info.
Yeah, somebody.
I got some bad info.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
bad intel.
Yeah, you did.
Scientists have developed a new robot that can resemble a cat, or resembles a cat, I should say. It's very lifelike. In fact, it even licks its own nuts and bolts.
Oh, hey.
That's good.
That's good. And finally,
there's one to get out. Get a home run.
Darn right,
and
I
leave.
Well, O.J. Simpson, you know, he might be in jail, but I guess he plays baseball during the summer there in prison. I can't believe they actually have baseball in prison. But I guess the O.J. coaches the team, and I guess he's a pretty good baseball player. Only problem, I guess, is that every time he runs home, he murders two people.
Well, they're prisoners anyway, so.
That's right. The New Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
We laughed as a courtesy because apparently Bill doesn't even know that OJ was found not guilty.
Yeah.
He didn't murder those people.
And that we're not gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's clueless.
Man,
the heck.
OJ, not guilty. I saw the trial.
Yeah.
All right, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, Amini's. Wow, I there's nothing I will ever tell you to prepare you for the pleasant surprise of walking into a Amini's. Sticker shock, sometimes if you look at one thing and not something else, go through the store because not everything in there is thousands and thousands of dollars. Certainly they have things that are, but here's what they don't have. Junk. No junk. The reason the number one category in sales for Amini's is that they sell patio furniture that's finer patio furniture than anybody else in the St. Louis area sells. It's the best of the best patio furniture. The patio furniture you won't be replacing like you do the cheap stuff and the junk. The lighting, the furniture, the area rugs, the beautiful handmade and machine-made rugs, the pinball, the arcade games, the jukeboxes, the shuffleboards. What a fantastic store. Please go in under the Copper Dome, right in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, and tell them you're AM and the PM, and have fun, and take your kids to Amini's, Amini's.com. Look at this. It's fun.